All right, AGP, you ready? All right, everyone, welcome to the Board of Directors meeting for the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District. Can we get a roll call, please?
Director Karen Bright.
Here.
Director Karen Ray Russom.
Here.
Director Linda Austin.
Here.
Would you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Item 3 is agenda review. Anyone have any reason to reorder the agenda?
Not here.
All right, then we shall proceed as published. That opens us for public comment on items not appearing on this agenda. So I will open public comment, and seeing no one in chambers, I'll close public comment and take us right into item 5. This is the consent agenda. We have 2 items tonight. Item 5A is approval of warrants, and item 5B is approval of meeting minutes of May 17th, 2023. Does anyone have any questions or need to pull for separate action?
No, I wasn't here, but I think I can vote. Okay. I read the minutes.
All right. Then we'll open up public comment. And again, seeing no one in chambers, we'll close public comment and bring that back to the board for consideration and possible action.
I'll make a motion that we accept items 5A and 5B as presented.
I'll second it.
We have a motion to second. Can we get a roll call, please?
Director Karen Bright?
Yes.
Director Karen Ray Russell?
Yes.
Director Linda Austin?
Yes.
Motion approved.
All right. Item 6A is the adoption of Resolution 2023-447 for collecting fiscal year 2023-24 district annual wastewater treatment charges from the community of Oceano through the county property tax roll. And I will hand it over to our Madam Clerk of the Board.
Bookkeeper Secretary.
All right.
Good evening, Board. This is your adoption of the resolution number 2023-447 for collecting fiscal year 23-24 district annual wastewater treatment charges from the community of Oceano through the county property tax roll. Tonight's recommendation is that the Board approve resolution 223-447, authorizing the transmittal of the report to the county to collect district wastewater treatment charges from the OCSD service area for this fiscal year on the property tax roll. At the June 1st, 2016 meeting, the board adopted resolution number 2016-347, directing staff to work with the county to collect current and delinquent wastewater treatment charges from the community of Oceano via the annual property tax bills versus direct billing by the district. The district now receives its wastewater treatment charges from Oceano via collections made by the county on the property tax rolls. In preparation for this item, NBS, the district's billing consultant, prepared the required report, which is an attachment to this staff report, and it identifies each parcel of real property by address and assessor's parcel number and associated charges for the wastewater treatment and facilities for said parcel for fiscal year 23-24. The charges conform to the rate structure established by Ordinance Number 2016-01, adopted by the Board on March 2nd, 2016. And a copy of this report is available at the district office and district website for inspection. And that concludes my report.
All right, let's see if we have any questions. Any questions?
No, thank you.
Should
no questions.
First?
It's working just fine. I don't
All right. Well, we'll open up public comment. And again, seeing no one having rushed the chambers, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the board for consideration and action.
Okay. Well, I will make a motion that we approve resolution number 2023-447.
I'll second it.
All right. And any discussion? Can we get a roll call, please?
Director Karen Bright?
Yes.
Director Karen Ray Russom?
Yes.
Director Linda Austin?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. Item 6B is a public hearing and adoption of Resolution 2023-448, approving the budget for fiscal year 23-24. And just for those of you watching, I will remind everybody that this is something that we heard at our last meeting as well. So this is a follow-up. So a second meeting on this.
Yes. All right, this is your fiscal year 23-24 budget. Tonight's recommendation is that you review the budget for fiscal year 23-24, open the public hearing to receive public input regarding the adoption of the budget for the fiscal year 23-24, close the public hearing and direct revisions, if any, be incorporated into the budget for this next fiscal year, and adopt resolution 2023-448 approving the budget for next fiscal year. This year's budget, the total funding source is $10,317,000. The total expenses are $10,317,000, which provides you a balanced budget. Current cash reserves at the end of May were in our operating fund. We have $2,746,869. In the capital expansion fund is $12,554,545. And in the replacement fund, we have $709,560 for a total of $16,010,974. Fund 19 is the operating fund. In this fund, the accounts are personnel, which is salaries, wages, benefits, and other personnel costs, permits, fees, and licenses, communications and computer support, administrative costs, including professional services, advertisements, recruitment, insurance liability, office and safety supplies, legal costs, engineering, coastal hazards and monitoring, the LAFCO budget share, Zone 1-1A property taxes, agency billing, disposal services, including the solids handling and the brine sampling, utilities, electricity, gas, rubbish, and water, maintenance, tools and replacement, equipment and structure maintenance, materials, services and supplies, plant chemicals, temporary labor, fuel, training, education, and membership, includes professional certificates, licenses, debt service, new capital equipment, and transfers out of Fund 19 to support Fund 26 projects, and transfers out of Fund 20 to support the redundancy project. Currently, we have 10 district employees. We have a district administrator, a secretary bookkeeper, a wastewater plant superintendent, a laboratory technician, a wastewater plant operations supervisor, and a wastewater plant senior operator, and 4 wastewater plant operator twos. Fund 20 is the capital expansion fund. This fund holds the bond and interim USDA funding for construction of the redundancy project and receives annual revenue from connection fees. This fund supports capacity, expansion, and studies. Fiscal year 23-24 budget has 2 projects. The wastewater redundancy project, which is expected or anticipated expenses of $4,287,000, and a $50,000 expenditure for the district's SCADA, which is our supervisory control and data acquisition system. This is a list of the Fund 26 projects. This is our replacement fund. Mr. Arias budgeted for a cogeneration unit, an influent slide gate, a chemical storage station. We're going to demolish a sludge thickener. We're going to replace a chemical tank. We have a centrifuge project, plant light post replacement. We're going to have new building lighting, a sludge bed valve replacement. We're going to upgrade the city water project and have new asphalt. Conclusion, the fiscal year 23-24 budget meets all known district operation and maintenance needs, maintains district reserves, and funds the fiscal year 23-24 capital costs, including fiscal year 23-24 costs of construction for the redundancy project. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Let's check in and see if there are questions. Any questions?
What is the city water project?
Just curious.
That would be to increase our capacity for city water. Currently, we have very low city water capability at the plant, and this would expand on it and give us more water pressure.
Great. Okay. I guess I don't have any. I think it's
any questions?
Nope. It's all pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have a very quick one. Do we need to update that list of personnel?
Jones?
Because Mr. Jones is shown there? Or is he officially still there until August? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing your name on there soon, even though I miss Michael, but I got another mic in return, so it's good. Okay, so we have no questions from the board or no questions left, so let's open up public comment. And seeing no one in chambers, we'll close public comment and bring it back to us for...
So we just need a motion to approve the budget?
Yes, please.
I'd so move to approve the budget for the 23-24 fiscal year.
I'll second that.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. Can we get a roll call, please?
Director Karen Bright?
Yes.
Director Karen Ray Russom?
Yes.
Director Linda Austin?
Yes.
Motion carries.
It is still weird to say 23-24 when Back to the Future was 2015. That is just blows my mind every time. And that tells you we have a bunch of old people in the chambers here. All right, plant operations report, sir.
All right. Okay, during the reporting period of May 1st to May 31st, there were no violations of the district's National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System, the NPDES, permit to report. All process values were within permit limitations. Then we have our monthly data. If there are any questions on that, I'd be happy to answer them. For our operation and maintenance tasks, we checked and marked underground service alerts, changed a motor on the heating and mixing building fan. We had a quarterly safety meeting. We had a plant shutdown on 5/11 for vendor installation of a level sensor at FFR effluent box. The install was unsuccessful due to vendor equipment. We had to reschedule that plant shutdown for 5/17 for vendor installation of that same level sensor, and this install was successful. We began maintenance operation of blowers and diffusers in our aeration basins, began dosing chlorine to the aeration basins for algae control, reviewed the new plant operations and maintenance manual to suggest edits, and interviews for temporary OIT positions, rebuilt the landscaping well system compressor. Work orders completed. There was a Grit King semi-annual maintenance, fire extinguisher annual certification, algae control at all clarifiers, water champ maintenance, Amiad filter maintenance, deragging of primary clarifier sludge pumps, test run the emergency generator and emergency bypass pump, forklift monthly maintenance, monthly influent pump test, digester mixing pump monthly maintenance, 6-inch trash pump maintenance, and a monthly safety walk. For preventative maintenance, there was an inspection and cleaning of the digester vacuum pressure relief valves, replacing of the desiccators in equipment control panels, plant cart maintenance, replacement of the boiler air filter, clarifier algae control, polymer pump at the splitter box maintenance, loader preventative maintenance, and replacing filters at the bar screen control air conditioning unit. For training, staff participated in training on proper use of fire extinguishers, aeration basin diffusers, updated new hire training packet, submersible pumps at the aeration basin, mixing pumps at the aeration basin, scum pumps, and sluice gates. There were several call-outs during this period. On Friday, May 5th at 11 p.m., there was a high-level ORP alarm due to millivolt reading at the final ORP probe. Upon arrival of operator, the system had already corrected the issue. After acknowledging the alarm, the operator verified that all equipment was functioning correctly. Monitoring of the system continued until trends returned to normal. Saturday, May 6th at 10:45, there was a high ORP alarm due to millivolt reading, a very similar alarm. Upon arrival, the system had already corrected the issue, and the operator monitored trends until they'd return to normal. A similar alarm on Friday, May 12th. Monday, May 15th, another one of those alarms. Thursday, the 18th, the high ORP alarm. Same with Friday, the 19th at 11:30 p.m. And then on Tuesday, May 30th, there was a motion alarm. Upon arrival, there was no indication of anything that could have triggered the alarm. After visual inspection, the alarm was reset. There were no further issues. In 2023 so far, we have three non-serious violations. On February 15th, we had the daily maximum vehicle coliform exceedance, which expires on August 14th. We have February 21st, a daily maximum fecal coliform exceedance, which expires on August 20th. April 20th, we had a daily maximum fecal coliform. This exceedance expires October 19th. The non-serious violations are subject to a mandatory minimum penalty of $3,000 each when four or more occur in any period of six consecutive months. The period commencing on the date of one of the violations occurs and ending 180 days after that date. The first three violations in that period are not assessed a mandatory minimum penalty. And that concludes our plant operations report. There are some pictures of staff doing fire extinguisher training. And then the final picture was during one of the evenings that we did the plant shutdown.
Thank you so much. All right, let's see if we have questions. Any questions?
What? What did I do with that?
Go ahead and find it. Any questions for you? Don't forget your mic.
Yes, please. So regarding all of those high ORP alarms.
Yes.
This looks to me to be unusual. I was just wondering if you could maybe elaborate a little bit on what this is and why that happens and how we correct it.
So the disinfection system, we have a series of levels that will alert us if there's an issue. There have been times when we're doing things in the plant for the shutdowns, we're draining our clarifiers and sending more organic materials back through the plant. So what will happen is we'll sometimes have high slugs of organic materials that go through and they affect the disinfection system. Sometimes the change can be due to seasonal weather changes, higher volume of people visiting the area. So when plant flow increases, sometimes our concentrations increase of organic materials coming through the plant. All of those things affect the disinfection system and can trigger a variety of alarms. So we've had some of those issues continue, but we've been at the plant and been able to correct those issues. We've done things such as allowing more chlorine. We've had a different issue recently, but for that issue is the system corrects itself so quickly, as noted in the call outs. By the time our operators get to the plant, it's corrected itself. So it's one of those systems where when sometimes we have to just simply adjust our set points on those alarms. Unfortunately, on a few of those days, I had been participating in the overnight shutdown, and I don't think I was notified when some of them happened, so I wasn't available to, or I wasn't notified to be able to make the changes. But most of them, staff responded, they monitored everything that they were supposed to monitor, and the system returned back to normal very quickly.
Okay. So I guess my other question or comment would be, I mean, that seems that's kind of labor-intensive, people having to come out all those those days, and I imagine there's a minimum call-out probably.
Yes. But, yes.
So then you're saying, if I understand you correctly, that repeated alarms like this you can reset or rework the chemical solution so that this doesn't continue?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Took me a while to get that out. Thank you very much.
I hope I answered your
question.
Did, yes.
Thank okay. you.
Did you find your question?
Well, that was the same thing, the ORP.
Yes. So that has to do with the amount of
ORP of the initial
oxidation reduction potential.
Okay.
And what that allows us to see, it gives us an idea of how much chlorine is in the water. So we have set points at each. We have set points at the beginning of the inlet channels at the chlorine contact tanks. This gives us an idea of how much we're dosing to be able to meet all of our permit requirements. Then at the end, we have three probes throughout the channels themselves. That way we can see the trend as the flow is going through the channels. And then at the final, we have a final ORP, and then we have one that's over our weir, which is basically telling us if we have eliminated the chlorine. So basically the chlorine content has to be, I'm at a loss for words here. Basically, we have to remove the chlorine before it goes out to the ocean. So the final probe is what allows us to see that we are properly disinfecting the chlorine before it goes out to the ocean. So basically the system overall, we're making sure that we have enough chlorine so that we don't have harmful material going out. And the last final probe helps us to make sure we're not sending too much chlorine.
Okay. The motion alarm, where is that triggered? Is it in one of the buildings, or how do you get them?
We have several motion alarms. One is in our office building, and then we have one in the maintenance shop. Sometimes in the maintenance shop, there'll be a bird that hides up in the rafters and it'll fly around at night and trigger it. Usually in the office, typically it's a spider that crawls over the camera or sometimes a mouse running across the floor, but typically we get out there and there's no signs. And then in this particular one, we didn't see signs of any rodent activity either. So it's probably a spider.
I'm going to choose to believe it's a spider. I just have a follow-up. I care less about all those repeated call-outs and more how close to an exceedance are we getting?
No, not at all.
Because you've got we got 8 weeks to go when we clear two of these puppies off of here.
Yes.
So that's the only thing that I'm concerned about is how close we're getting to that.
And those can be hard to predict because we have had in the past, there have been times when we've had very high levels of chlorine and we've still had a fecal coliform hit. It's not impossible, but I can, let you know that I have been watching that very closely. I've been monitoring the system and trying to make adjustments as needed to make sure on both counts that we don't exceed our fecal coliform permit and as well as the high chlorine. So both of those are violations that tend to come up more frequently than others. So I have been watching those very closely and we've been a lot more successful in the past few weeks of getting those under control.
Thank you for that.
Good.
Not the answer, but the actual action.
And our numbers are trending in a good area as well for the fecal coliform.
Great. Well, let us see if any public would like to comment. Okay, they don't want to comment, so I'll close public comment. And I think unless anybody has other comments, thank you very much for that report. That's a receive and file. So that takes us to the most difficult item of the night. Just kidding. Which is board member communications. Any communications?
Well, I just had a question. Do we know anything on the redundancy on the program, the material?
The materials.
Did they get here? Is there any more different, a different date?
Any more updates?
I don't like the squinty.
Nothing really favorable. We were told that the valves, which has been one of the big holdouts, have shipped. But We can't confirm when they're going to get here.
Is it literally ship, like it's coming on a boat? I thought those were domestic.
No, they are domestic. Okay. And they said they have shipped them, but we just don't have a arrival date. So it's been really tricky with these companies. And one of the other things, we had some probes, some dissolved oxygen probes that we were supposed to receive in early May. And we're still waiting for them. So, unfortunately, we don't know.
We've got two Karens on this board. Yeah. I can take one company. You can take the other.
I want a tracking number. Right? You know, I mean, yeah.
I'll talk to the manager.
They might welcome that, because I know it's been frustrating for both the construction company, as well as the M&S, the engineering project managers, because that's really holding up just about everything.
So our liquidated damages then will continue to be assessed to the contractor.
Don't forget your mic.
Yes.
Okay. So yes, they will. So at least that gives the contractor incentive to.
Yes.
Want to get the show on the road. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Any other questions? All right. Then there is some discussion of we are going to postpone the July 5th meeting to either June 19th or August.
July 19th.
Sorry. Thank you. Gosh, time is passing. Or August 5th, would that be? No. Second?
Fifth would be August 5th is a Saturday, so it would be
August 2nd.
August 2nd. The first. So there's some discussion of that, but definitely not July 5th.
Correct.
So
we'll
just
take July 5th off the calendar.
Correct.
And then
TBD on whether it's 2 or 4 weeks away.
Okay. And that will be in the
Don't forget your mic.
Community Services District.
Okay. So just for those of you at home watching and wanting to know where we're going to be, you didn't have your mic on. So at Oceano Community Services District. All right, everyone. So that takes us to item 8, adjournment. And it says 6:35 p.m. on it. No, I'm just kidding. That's on the draft. So 6:34, 1 minute sooner than last time. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy a couple extra weeks off, and we'll see you soon.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.